You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show Podcast. WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My Bacardo's Jeweler watch tells me it's 11:08 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Wednesday, December 17, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga and his great Basiliga Hospitality Group, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we salute today, having lost them this year, but celebrating them thanks to John. Like Anthony Petrucci, Exeter. Anthony Salerno, Exeter. Norman Williams, Mahanoy City and Hazleton. And Stephen Semenich, Oliphant. Anthony Boccolini, Taylor. And Ralph Evans, Mifflinville. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order after that brief news adjournment, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you a sanctuary of sanity for the balance of this hour as we continue to rely on common sense. Hey, speaking of Charlie Kirk, this was sent to me off charliekirk.com. Says, this should make your blood boil. 3,920,028 illegals were given Social Security and Medicaid in 4 years. If each one of them was receiving $2,000 a month, that's $1,931 $1,193,31,281,856 every day. Whoever set this up needs to go to prison. They risked our seniors' lifeline. And they didn't care. They spent money from the VA on illegals that they were pumping into this country. Oh, it's completely sick. So when I think about them, I think about something good. And you know what that something good is? A real journalist, our man, David DeCosmo. David, how are you, my friend?
Well, I'm doing pretty well, considering my advancing years, Bob.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, you alerted me to this, that this is a sort of a blue banner anniversary, the GR diocese crisis.
It is. It is, Bob. I am sometimes remembered for my work with the Agnes Flood, and many people say, well, that was probably the biggest story you ever did. I'm not so sure, because it was actually December 20th of 1983 when I broke the story that giardiasis had been discovered in our area. Now, to be honest, the health department, a fellow named Bernie Healy, an epidemiologist with the state health department, had been tracking this for some time. And this perhaps explains the comment that somebody wrote to you about beaver fever, because in October of 1983, the health department started...
they texted into me about beaver fever. Slick did, one of our great listeners. I had no idea what he was talking about. There it is. Beaver fever.
This is it. Yeah. Yeah. In October of 83, the health department started to notice a couple cases of an intestinal virus, an intestinal flu-like virus that was normally only found out in the West, out in the Rockies, where campers and hikers would come down with this intestinal disease. They were, drinking water from streams out there, and that water was contaminated by the feces of beavers. And all of a sudden, they started to notice, wait a minute, you might get a case around here every now and then, but now we're seeing 2, 3, 4, 5 cases. And Bernie Healy notified me, and he said, Dave, something big is about to happen. I said, can I break the story? He said, yeah, we'll officially announce it in 2 days, but you can break it. And what was discovered was that we had way too many cases of giardiasis, and that the cysts that caused this were discovered in at least one of our area reservoirs. Now, the impact of this, Bob, was fantastic, because people, first in 14 Luzerne County communities, then wider, and then in Lackawanna County, had to boil their water before they could drink it. The only way to be safe from this disease. And, of course, the long-term effects were far greater. First of all, you had thousands and thousands of people that had to boil their drinking water. The first immediate remedy for this, other than the boiling, would have been superchlorination, adding additional chlorine to your water supplies to kill these cysts, while at the same time sending crews out literally to trap the beavers in the area. You're sending Davy Crockett out to solve a problem for Luzerne and Lackawanna counties.
Oh.
So the superchlorination was thought to be a very short-term solution. The boiling was something you had to do every day, Luzerne, Lackawanna County, unless you're on wells. And eventually, of course, the real answer was the expensive answer, and that was filtration plants. And you saw them as they were built in Luzerne and Lackawanna County by a Pennsylvania Gas and Water Company. And, of course, it cost millions and millions of dollars to put those plants up to assure us safety from this this disease. And we are still living with that. We're still paying the extra freight for keeping those filtration plants open and going. But it was, the safe thing to do. Of course, it's also a reminder, Bob, get a lot of people that still go out there with their empty milk containers, and they stop at their local spring and say, boy, this tastes the best. Well, that may be something that's more psychological than realistic, because you're still getting it from a stream, and whatever animals are upstream from where you're getting it could be causing you a problem.
Now, one of our listeners texts in, Mike says that giardiasis was a boom to the water bottle industry, meaning bottled water.
Yes. It was a boon to the water bottle industry, because a lot of people, and rather than boiling every day, would go out and buy their water. But by the same token, Bob, while it may have helped that industry, it was a horrible blow to industrial development officials throughout this area who were trying to market our area. And one of the things which often was very attractive was the the case that we had great water in this area. And so for a time, it actually impeded industrial development in Luzerne and Lackawanna counties.
And it was not just Luzerne and Lackawanna. It was really the whole region. So it was a pretty important story. Why here instead of elsewhere around the country? Because it was a big deal.
Well, I think it was discovered here.
Yeah.
And then it opened eyes elsewhere because now you've got filtration plants everywhere. And, you know, you're very frankly, the water that comes out of your tap now should be the best and purest drinking water you can get, as opposed to even bottled water. It should be safer from the tap because of the filtration that they went through.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, it, again, from the standpoint of long-range impact on millions of people in terms of getting safe water but having to pay for the mechanics to get that safe water, I think it was probably the biggest story I was ever able to break. And I got to tell you, I was very proud as a newsman to break that on December 20th yeah. of 1983 and see it appear in newspapers and radio and TV 2 days later.
Now, David, on top of that, it toppled a United States congressman from Wilkes-Barre, Congressman Harrison. He was in the on vacation when the crisis broke, and I guess he stayed there.
Well, it was probably somewhere where the water was safe.
Yeah. Well, Paul Kanjorski used it to beat him in the next election. Actually, I'm sorry. It was a Republican who beat him. He had defeated Ray Musto.
Right.
And then, I can't believe I'm blanking on the name, but a Republican candidate actually beat Democrat Congressman Harrison because he was insufficiently attending to the giardiasis crisis. So your story had pretty big implications.
It is, but it's not the kind of thing you think of like the Agnes flood, of course. And yet, long range, it had tremendous impact. So I think it's worth remembering. And this happens to be, it was, 42 years ago this month.
Now people tell us, this is another sort of side effect, water out of the tap in Scranton is so full of chlorine that it's undeniable in that state. It needs to be filtered. And I know this. I'll run the water for my dog. And it just doesn't smell right. Too much chlorine.
Well, I have to tell you, Bob, that the superchlorination, which was used temporarily, left not only an arid taste in the water, but it actually caused rings around bathtubs and fixtures, and in some cases helped destroy some pipes because they had to put so much in to deal with destroying those cysts.
All right, so David, you get this story. It's yours. It's exclusive to you. And you're 2 days ahead. Did anybody at WDAU question you? Did anyone say, "David, are we out beyond our skis? Were they worried?" Did you have it nailed so completely that you knew everyone else was going to have to follow?
I have to say that my method of operation, my MO, has always been, Bob, such that if I released it, my bosses could trust it. And this was not, they say there's two sides to every story. Well, not in this case. The cysts were there. They had identified them. This is in your water supply, and it wasn't like, well, somebody else says it isn't. No, it was there. I had total confidence from my source. Again, it came from Bernie Healy, who was an epidemiologist with the state health department. We happen to be good friends. And when I asked if I could break it immediately, he said, "Well, the official announcement is in 2 days, but go ahead, Dave."
Yeah.
And he trusted me with it, and my bosses trusted me. So there it was. And again, it's 42 years later, and we're still drinking water that is going through filtration plants for the most part. And basically, you may have some bad taste down then, but I got to tell you, it's still the safest water in the world. You look around the world, Bob, and see people that are drinking water from puddles. So we're pretty lucky.
Safe doesn't necessarily mean good tasting. It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't mean perfect, but safe. Well, David, exactly. Thank you so much. The man who broke the Giardiasis story 42 years ago this week. We appreciate it. I love it. You are history.
Thanks, Bob.
You're history itself.
Thank you, Bob. I want to wish you and all of your listeners a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. And as always, I hope all your news is good.
Merry Christmas, David DeCosmo. We'll take
Thanks,
a break
buddy.
And be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Gene Autry. Murph says this, 1949, he came out with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Many other good renditions since. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. Somebody texted in, safest drinking water, my arse. And another, beaver fever. You know, I never heard that. I know I was living out of town at the time, 82, 83. But I would have thought I'd have heard that moniker. I did not. All right, let's go to Mike in Bloomsburg. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing well. Yourself, Robert?
Doing great, thanks.
Great. Hey, I just happened to turn on the radio this morning right when you played that introduction that featured Charlie Kirk and some of the wonderful things that he said. Now, for the average person out there that's, you know, maybe non-denominational or doesn't believe in God, he was talking to you too when he said that. He was sending out a warning, and that warning is America is under attack. We are under attack in many facets, and we need to recognize that. And unfortunately, our friends in the Democrat left are aiding and abetting the very people that want to attack us.
Or, some of them, by the way, or they are the people doing the attack. They've linked up. The left has linked up with Islamists to attack the Judeo-Christian values of this country, to undermine them and to destroy the country eventually.
Yes, you said it much better than I am capable of saying. I thank you much for that, Bob. We are in trouble, deep trouble, and unless we unite and rally around a course that puts America back on track, the downslide in this country is going to continue to the point where we are easy pickings, to the point that maybe we'll even destroy this country ourselves.
Yeah.
It's getting that bad in my mind. And the last thing I want to talk about, again, I'm always behind a few days on the news because I really don't listen to the news that much. I don't watch any news on TV hardly ever.
You're not missing much. I do it every day.
Right. And now, what I heard about 2 days after the woman in Brown University was killed, I guess her name was Ella Cook, someone called me up and says, they did it again. I said, did what again? Just like they killed Charlie Kirk, they killed Ella Cook in Brown University. I said, well, tell me about this. And they said that she was targeted because she was a conservative in a liberal area and all that, you know. And I said, well, you know, honestly, I don't know anything about this. But it's my understanding now that her family was told by authorities that she was targeted. Have you heard that?
There, I get so much information on incidents like this. I've got to distill it, but I've gotten a lot of information in that direction. There was, I was sent this morning and maybe overnight a picture of the killer, and it, you know, and you don't know if any of it's AI or whatever, but there appear to be Islamist and left-wing ideology behind the murder and that it was targeted. But I don't have that confirmed yet, so I mention only what I'm hearing, not that I believe it at this moment.
Right. And again, all the garbage will get out before the truth comes. So that, you know,
well, because you've got a bunch of left-wing lunatics who are controlling the investigation at this moment.
Exactly. And the left-wing lunatics in the media spreading everything they can to discredit that.
Yep.
You know, I'm looking right now at the computer. It was right after Charlie Kirk was murdered. And I think it may have been Huffington Post. Basically, they went through Charlie Kirk and they took 13 things that came out of his mouth and put them up there to make him sound like a complete idiot, a racist, a hater, and all these things, okay? And that was the story that got out before the real story got out. And that is one of the techniques of the left. When they go to take over a country or destroy it, they get their narratives out there, get them spread to confuse people, to mix them up, to try to make them not want to believe the truth.
Well, someone on the hard left will develop a narrative, and then the mainstream left-stream media will pick it up. And, right. You know, it's that old story. What is it? A lie could get around the world 20 times before the truth gets its pants on. And that's what they do.
Right. No, let's look at it realistically. Charlie Kirk, conservative. Ella Cook, conservative. Donald Trump, MAGA. Our National Guard, representing law and security. All these people have either been murdered or attempted to be murdered, okay? And so the idea that the right is the one creating all the violence, that's basically almost generally accepted by the public, when in reality, we're not the ones.
The opposite is
rioting.
True. Well, Mike, yeah. I made a note to myself that basically white supremacist terror is breaking out all over. Really? Not any. It's just like, you know, remember that was the Biden administration looking for white supremacists. By the way, focusing on the military, our own mayor in Scranton had a left-wing lunatic consultant that we paid a fortune for come out with the same thing, to watch out for ex-military white people. It's insane.
You know, Bob, I cannot believe there's so much that's happening so fast, and I'm getting older, that I forgot all about Biden saying that, yep. Because that really perturbed me, because I am a white person.
He
and
just
I
said
am,
it recently again.
Again.
In his adamant, his complete adamant.
And the point I want to make, Bob, is I'm a Caucasian, and I am outnumbered in my family by non-Caucasians. And that idiot is calling me a MAGA racist. Man, oh, yeah. Man. He's something
scum.
Bad, isn't he?
Scum.
Yeah.
Scum.
Hey, listen.
And we've got a military banner honoring his military service in Scranton when he got 5 deferments to avoid it.
What was that?
The Hometown Heroes banner. Green Ridge Neighborhood Association put up a Hometown Heroes banner for Joe Biden, who never served in the military.
You know, Bob, I do not want to talk about the nearly dead, but I'm going to tell you about Joe Biden. And I may have mentioned this before. In 1977, I graduated from Bloomsburg State College. And I pretty much sat in the front row right in front of Joe Biden, and he was the speaker. And he got up and he spoke, and I said to myself, there's only 100 senators in the whole United States, and this guy is one of them? I don't believe it. I'm serious, Bob.
I know. And that was at his peak of talent.
Probably. And then the best part was, Once he became president, I started talking to all the people that I could be in contact with that graduated when I did, and not a single one of them remembered who our commencement speaker was. And it was the president of the United States.
He would have been forgettable if they hadn't made him the president of the United States. I know. Michael, we got to go, but thank you always.
You're welcome. Have a good day now. Take care. Bye.
You too. We've got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back with our Veterans Tribute and more, and all of you, some callers, after this.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. And since we're headed to the weekend already, we got to talk Basiliga hospitality. Fine dining, the best anywhere, not just Northeast Pennsylvania. The incredible Stegmeyer Mansion, South Franklin Street, Wilkes-Barre. Fine dining in a turn-of-the-century mansion. Great food, great bar, great service, great people. Want a modern take? Aterra 519, downtown Scranton. It's incredible. Got to go there last Friday night. Oh, Aterra 519, 519 Linden Street, Scranton. Bar restaurants, three of the best, period. Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. Far Street Tavern. The Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. And up in 307 in Springbrook Township, the Old Brook Inn. None better. Anthony Boccolini. He passed away November 13th in Washington, D.C. Born in Taylor, P.A., a graduate of Duryea High School, 1960. After graduation, he served us for 4 years in the U.S. Air Force, primarily in Europe. He then worked in Central Systems Division of Chandler Evans. Tony then furthered his education, graduating from Penn State University, and after that, he worked for the Naval Department as a systems analyst, retiring in 2003. He traveled extensively in his job to various military bases, and after retirement, he resided in Crestwood Village, Frederick, Maryland. Survived by his sisters and many other family members, Uncle Tony, Tony Boccolini. Ralph Evans, he was 95, a longtime AT&T tech, active church member from Mifflinville. We lost him November 27th this year. He resided in Mifflin Township for more than 55 years. Graduated from Bloomsburg High School in 1948. He enlisted in the Army in February 1949 and served us in the Korean War. He married his loving wife, Martha, back in 1952. Martha Beagle Evans. She preceded him in death back in 2021. Ralph was employed for many years by Bell Telephone and AT&T as a PBX technician until he retired in 1990. active member of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, Mifflinville, for more than 65 years. He served on the church council for many years. Ralph and his wife, Martha, were members of the Susqua Country Squares, a square dance club in Mifflinville. Also, he was a lion and loved hunting and fishing. Survivors include his beloved children, grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren, Ralph Evans. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you as always by John Basiliga, and on this day, Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, mix of clouds and sun, mild, high 42, 38 outside the studios now. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 28. Thursday, breaks of sun and clouds. Rain developing by evening, 45 degrees. Friday, cloudy and windy with rain in the morning. Temperatures falling through the 30s on Friday. I want to get to the phones, but a quick mention. Charles Shea, and this was sent to me, and thankfully so, Mike from Bloomsburg. He was a decorated Native American veteran. He was 19-year-old U.S. Army medic landing on Omaha Beach on D-Day. He was 101 years old when he passed away. He lived in Brettville, in France's Normandy region. He was given the France's highest award, the Legion of Honor, in 2007. Shea had been living in France since 2018. He saved thousands of soldiers in that conflict and throughout, including the Battle of the Bulge. Native American Charles Shea. Just wanted to mention him today. Let's go to the phone. Donald's been very patient. Donald, how are you, my man?
Oh, yeah, I want to talk to you about that gasoline. Why is it all different?
First, I did it on the air yesterday, but our condolences for the loss of your mom.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Oh, yeah, it's all about the liability. You can't go through the tunnels with the tankers. Hazard weight distance. I was in transportation business, and I took a dive into it. And that's why it is. Maybe there's a bridge or something. Everything's calculated. The insurance liability to get the fuel to the distance, the hazard weight, there might be a bridge they can't cross. They have to go around a special way. You don't think of these things. Like you're on mountaintop, you're just dropping it right off at the turnpike. That's why the gasoline in Texas is dirt cheap. It's right there. Where my son's in Hawaii, he said, come out here and live. But he's saying it's like you can live for free with me, but you need $1,500 because it's four times the cost, $1,100 for food.
Well, the thing we can't figure out, though, and that a lot of people have been speculating, and I have been, as soon as I cross out of the Lackawanna County line into Luzerne County, the gas is cheaper.
Yeah, it must be that, like I said, it has to have something to do with coming off the turnpikes. I know they don't, like some tankers can't even go through the Lehigh Tunnel. They don't want that in tunnels because it can be explosions. You know, so it's all based on, I don't really think it's not geology, because I looked into it. And I found out, they said that's why. Certain places, it's like that, maybe you have to, remember the banana truck we were talking about? You could never go down maybe that way with a tanker or something. So they have to go a longer way around, or maybe a different term. It's all factored in. It makes sense, because like, that's why sometimes in Hawaii, fuel spiked $8 a gallon. Obviously, it's leaving the Texas harbor, right? It's 4,000 miles by a tanker, by ship. And we all saw what happened with the liability in Alaska with the Prince William Sound. Everything has to be factored in. But that's one of the equations.
All right.
Because of the distance and to bring it in. Maybe you think, oh, this is easy to get to a certain place, but there might be like a steel bridge and that tanker can't go over that bridge. Well, you know what I mean? To get there. So
maybe I haven't found the barriers between Luzerne and Lackawanna County yet.
Yeah, but there's got to be something in it. Taxes, zoning rules,
something,
everything's factored
something.
In.
We just don't know. Thank you, Donald.
No, I know. I just told you. Yeah. The liability, just like the Woodlands.
There's got to be a reason.
Every borough has different rules and zoning rules. Everything's different. It is what it is. You want to build something somewhere, you need a certain permit. You know that. Or they won't do it because of wildlife or whatever. But that's one of the reasons.
Thank you, Donald, always.
Thank you.
Hey, let's go to Max from Dixon City to wrap up before Bloomberg. How are you, Max?
Not good again because, I don't know where to start. I mean, the media, they won't talk about the Yellow Cook murder. The fact that I did research on Brown, and here are the facts about Brown. So hold on, I'm going to read them off my phone.
Go ahead.
The stats about Brown students, 78% identify as liberal, 13% independent, 6% GOP. The faculty, 99% identify Democrat, 1% GOP. The establishment is one of the higher surveilled college campuses in the United States. They were complaining that it was like China. Now, listen to me.
Except where the murder happened.
Right. All of a sudden, right? They get grainy footage from a doorbell camera to identify this guy. Okay. So they have more surveillance than any college, but they're not releasing it. The president's DEI. Yep. The mayor's DEI, the police department, I don't know what they're doing. There's video footage of the police coming in, and it just seems procedurally all messed up. I'm not going to get on the police department. That's not the problem. The problem is this liberal DEI episode that's covering up this guy from school. They erased his dossier online. He was in Palestinian studies. The guy, 5'8", about 250, fits the profile perfectly. You know, they yelled a chant after opening fire. And here's another fact. Ella Cook, according to her parents, and basically the law enforcement said she was targeted to their parents, and she was hit between 5 and 9 times. 5 and 9 times, and it was the first target. So what are the odds that a random shooter is going to just target one person and hit them 9 times with a 9mm after firing 40.
There's the other part of it, Max. One of the eyewitnesses said we were eye to eye with each other, and he didn't even shoot at me. So there's a lot of evidence of targeting. And I can understand caution in releasing information, but I'm seeing more incompetence than caution.
There's a lot of incompetence, but again, I asked this question, like the 2024, was it incompetence or just deliberate? So, you know, that's where we're at. So keep on it. You know, a great show would, you know, be excellent to have talk about that because nobody's talking about it.
Well, we're not stepping aside from that issue. It's important.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Max. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, this, by the way, I would be happy to have my suspicions allayed. I would be happy that it not be a targeted killing of this sweet young woman. But when you put pieces together, it starts to look dangerously suspicious. My Bacardo's watch says 11:50. I love this. We're finishing the show throughout Hanukkah with this funny song. And it used to get me in the Christmas spirit. By the way, no, the Jay Young we interviewed was not the same Young. I even forget his first name. That was a Kamala spokesperson that we had on a number of times last fall. No relationship whatsoever. And I found it. The book is called The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. Jay Young, King Operating Corporation. They're on Facebook under King Operating and all of that stuff. Okay? So you can find them. Somebody says inspection, oil change, 4 tires, 4 brakes, $2,000. Wow. Another, Bob, I just drove up from Charleston, and the first gasoline I saw was over $3 as soon as I got into Pennsylvania. The highest taxes, second highest gas tax in the country. I paid $2.34 in Charleston. Yep. Somebody else texting in, Bob, LTS, that banner in Scranton should be taken down. I'm not sorry to say, if you never served, you cannot be counted among the soldiers, Marine, airmen, or sailors who went abroad and gave all. Scranton, you are making fools of yourself. Take Biden's name off everything. He was a shameful man. All of his career amounted to nothing for America and all for his own gain, and I will add, his family. He was a false leader. Give it up, Scranton. We've got to get that banner down. If you can't honor soldiers and sailors and Marines, what's the point? Get it down. Well, great to be with you guys as always. God willing, I'll be back with you tomorrow. Bulldog won't be here. I don't know what is going to unfold. We'll see. Final mention, our veterans, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Steven Simonich, Oliphant, Norman Williams, Mahanoy City and Hazleton, Anthony Salerno, Exeter, Anthony Petrucci, Exeter, Anthony Boccolini, Taylor, via Frederick, Maryland, and Ralph Evans, Mifflinville. So honored to talk about these great men. Guys, have a great afternoon. Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell after that. But my Bicardo Jewelers watch says it's noon, and that means I got to go and gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Club for Common Sense.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.